T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thing that would reflect resiliency, strength, and community collaboration. Sam Schachner is the president of the Tree of Life Synagogue. He joins us this afternoon for that conversation. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
So I know that it has been difficult to try to figure out to do all of those things and more with the physical site that we're talking about.
Correct. It's taken some time to work out what's the best way to move forward.
And so you now have a vision in mind.
Yes. We talked with a number of different people, had listening groups that included the victims' families and survivors, individuals from all 3 synagogues that used the site, as well as some young adults from the synagogue. And we also had ongoing conversations with a number of different organizations, some that were interested before the attack occurred and many that approached us afterwards.
So the plan is to preserve the building, to put a new building. Give me some idea what we're talking about here.
Well, our vision is specific to including some of these different organizations in a site that will help us maintain some of the past while also growing for the future. Mm-hmm. We're going to have definitive space for certain things that we know that we want to be there, prayer space for synagogues, as well as opportunities for education and memorial exhibits, etc. And the key for us is that this vision is our starting point. We're going to continue to work with the community on the details of exactly how it will work. Mm-hmm. This event affected the whole community. So when you create a vision statement, you have to give people a starting point. And we see this vision as a starting point. A lot of it will specifically come to fruition because it's very much what we want. And a lot of it will remain flexible to include the community voices and how we move forward.
And it's interesting to note, because I think that even now, a year later, people come into the city of Pittsburgh. They want to go to the location. They want to go to the site. They want to go to reflect, to remember, to pay tribute. I'm guessing as this site evolves, it could ultimately become a true destination place for not just the city, but the Jewish community around the world.
Yes, and that's something that we've kept in mind, and that's part of a process where we'll continue to talk to others, whether our site is a memorial or the memorial. At the end of the day, it has, as you said, become a site that people visit. And we want to do right by the city, do right by the Jewish community in Squirrel Hill, and make sure that what we rebuild is something that people sit there and say, wow, okay, now we know exactly what we've done, what this community has done to overcome and show that love and strength can overcome H.
Now, it might be premature for me to ask this question, and it may not be something that you've addressed yet, but I know months ago I did a story with some folks from the Heinz History Center, and mm-hmm. they were talking about how the process of preserving some of the tributes that had been outside the synagogue, that had been out on the street and surrounding the building, for the first couple months afterwards. Are any of those, is there a thought that that could be a part of a future exhibit there at the location?
That's one of the possibilities, and I believe that Heinz is one of the organizations that could potentially be involved in the process. They've actually helped us collect not just from the wonderful expressions of love and support that were outside the building, but they've helped us catalog within our building as well. And so they are helping us maintain a treasured history of everything, both our past as well as the challenges we face with the attack. And we are hopeful that something like that could be one of the exhibits that I was referring to before.
And last question, Sam, before we let you go, while we can all talk about the coming together that this tragic event exhibited, I'm guessing that somewhere in here as well that the tribute or the reflections will also include or serve as a reminder of what can in fact happen still in this country.
I hope so. I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, and I've been so proud and so humbled by the responses of everybody throughout the region and in fact many people throughout the world, people of all different religions and denominations, backgrounds have come to express their support, and it kind of really shows how special Pittsburgh is.
Indeed. Sam Schachner, thanks so much for joining us, President, Tree of Life. We look forward to watching this process evolve. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.